Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Isn't it curious how time seems to gain a strange elastic quality around the turning of a year? One moment it's a blink, a blur, and then suddenly we have these pockets of self-reflection where days seem to stretch and linger. That's where resolutions come in. Those whispered wishes and grand declarations we make about the person we intend to become. So, a resolution, what is it? Well, the textbook definition might call it a firm decision to act in a certain way. But there's more to it than that. A resolution can be a bold statement against habits that no longer serve you, or a warm embrace of new possibilities. It can even be an act of rebellion against everyday inertia. Ultimately, a resolution is about transformation, recognizing your power to shape your own life. Of course, there are different flavors of resolutions. You have your classic goals, like hitting the gym more often, or tidying up your workspace in the name of productivity. Then, there are the subtler aspirations, cultivating patience, practicing gratitude, or simply letting yourself experience joy more fully. The type doesn't matter as much as the authenticity behind the desire for change. Let's be honest, the world of resolutions isn't without its challenges. Those well-intentioned promises can become sources of guilt or frustration when life inevitably throws a curveball. Sometimes, the sheer vastness of a grand goal can feel paralyzing, making it hard even to start. Then, there's the lingering cynicism, the voice that says resolutions are destined to be broken. But here's the thing. While there's a certain ritualistic power to setting resolutions at the turn of the year, the need for transformation doesn't adhere to a calendar. Why wait until January to embark on your journey of self-improvement? Resolutions can be made any day, anytime you feel the urge to create a positive change in your life. The benefits of making those promises to yourself far outweigh the potential downsides. The act of setting a resolution boosts self-awareness. Even if you don't end up achieving every single goal, you learn valuable lessons about your motivations and the obstacles in your path. Resolutions can give you a sense of direction, like a compass to guide your choices when the path ahead gets a little hazy. Most importantly, they remind you that you are not stagnant, that you have the ability to grow, adapt, and become a better version of yourself. When it comes to mental wellness and personal growth, resolutions prove particularly essential. For instance, setting a goal to engage in mindfulness exercises can have ripple effects on your overall well-being. Committing to regular acts of self-care, whatever that looks like for you, is a powerful declaration that you value your own peace of mind. So, if you want to give your resolutions the best chance of success, here are a few techniques and strategies to guide your way. First, unearth the why. Delve deep to uncover the core motivation behind your resolution. The more closely it aligns with your fundamental values, the more likely you are to see it through. This is about what's truly valuable to you, the kind of person you want to become, and how achieving a particular resolution will bring you closer to your vision. Next, harness the power of visualization. Close your eyes and imagine yourself achieving your resolution. See yourself going through the motions, feeling a sense of accomplishment. Visualization can prime your brain for success by strengthening the neural pathways associated with your goal. You must also learn to embrace progress, not perfection. Grandiose lifestyle overhauls are rarely sustainable in the long run. Instead, set your sights on incremental improvements, one small step at a time. Focus on cultivating a positive self-narrative along the way. Another crucial factor is reframing setbacks as stepping stones. Let's face it, there will be days when you stumble. Instead of viewing them as failures, see them as opportunities to learn and adjust. Consider finding ways to adapt for next time and understanding how you can make this process a little bit easier on yourself. Finally, commemorate your victories. Acknowledge your progress, big or small, to keep the motivational fire burning bright. Take a moment each day to reflect on what went well. Perhaps you managed to stay mindful for a few minutes during your commute, completed a task you've been putting off, or even chose a healthful lunch option. These somewhat small wins do add up and fuel your determination over time. When you think about it, does the pursuit of a better, more balanced life really hinge on making formal resolutions? Perhaps not. And yet, there's something undeniably powerful in that conscious pause, that moment when you survey the landscape of your life and ask who you want to be and how you'll get there. Now, resolutions can be a springboard for personal growth, a chance to shed the skin of who you were and step into a brighter, more fulfilling version of yourself. They are a way to declare your intentions to the universe, if you will, a powerful statement that you are worthy of positive change. Remember, resolutions, at their best, bridge the gap between where we are and where we long to be. They serve as a catalyst for change, propelling us forward on a journey to overcome the obstacles that stand between our current reality and our desired future. And isn't that a journey worth undertaking at any moment you choose? And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.